This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. As the Taliban secure their hold on Kabul, Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani has left the country, saying in a Facebook post that he did it to avoid bloodshed for the Afghan people. The news channel Al Jazeera and local media in Afghanistan are reporting that Ghani, his wife, his chief of staff, and national security advisor have flown to Tashkent in neighboring Uzbekistan. Meanwhile, one of the Taliban's most senior officials, Abdul Ghani Baradar, made a video statement Sunday. He said the Taliban takeover of the government was an unrivaled accomplishment, but he added that the real test for the Taliban is whether it can now govern effectively by meeting the expectations of the people and resolving their problems. A Taliban spokesman told AP on Sunday that militants are holding talks aimed at forming what he called an open, inclusive Islamic government. Al Jazeera broadcast images of Taliban fighters in the Afghan presidential palace, declaring victory over the Afghan government. It also reported long lines at cash machines and apparently displaced people camped out in parks and other open spaces in the city of Kabul as Taliban fighters spread out through the streets. Sources told VOA that a Taliban delegation met with Afghan politicians and elders early Sunday in talks that resulted in Ghani stepping down. A Pentagon official said Sunday that U.S. President Joe Biden has authorized another 1,000 troops to Kabul to help with evacuation of U.S. personnel. This brings the total number of U.S. troops expected in the city to 6,000. While many nations are evacuating their embassy personnel, a NATO official said that NATO will maintain its diplomatic presence in Kabul and will help keep the airport running. Hundreds of foreigners and Afghans are crowded into the airport.